This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. It's a familiar story. A high-pressure salesperson comes to the door and convinces the homeowner to sign on the dotted line. The buyer is often a vulnerable senior, and by the time anyone realizes they've bought something unnecessary or unreasonably expensive, it's too late. MPP Yvonne Baker is proposing a private member's bill to put a stop to this. Now, those salespeople would still be able to come to the door to talk to you about their products, but they would not be able to sign contracts there for certain classes of things where there are problems, and those are air conditioners, water heaters, furnaces, and water treatment devices. I want to hear from you. Did you ever have an experience with this, or maybe a loved one, maybe an elder in your family or a neighbor having a problem with this? The numbers 416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-740-4740. Fight back at zoomer.ca or at Fight Back Libby. And in the meantime, I talked to MPP Baker about how this would work. Yvonne Baker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Libby.
What made you decide that there was a need for this type of a bill?
Every month, Libby, I host a seniors advisory group meeting with constituents in my riding of Etobicoke Center, and I hear from them on the issues that are important to them. And one of the issues that I've heard about the most is the need to do more to protect people, not just seniors, but seniors as well, from the unscrupulous, aggressive, misleading tactics of some door-to-door salespeople. And so after consulting with them, after consulting with consumer advocates, consulting with others, I came to the realization that the best way to address this was to ban the sale of certain products that tend to be associated with some of these misleading practices from being sold at the door. And that's really what led me to introduce this bill, really to help consumers make an informed, thoughtful decision about these purchases when they make them.
So what exactly would be illegal under your bill?
Yeah. So what would be illegal would be for any salesperson or organization to try to sell or to actually contract for the sale of air conditioners, water heaters, furnaces, or water treatment devices at a person's door, in a person's home. And so what effectively would happen would be that if anyone signed a contract, unknowingly, if a consumer signed a contract, that contract would immediately be void. And the consumer, upon realizing that the contract was void, whether it be within 2 days or 2 years or 10 years, would be entitled to have the company repay them all the money that they've paid under the contract, and they'd also be entitled to have the company pay for a replacement, if necessary, of the device or the equipment that was removed from their home. The offender, both the individual, the salesperson, and the company involved would have to pay fines. The individual would pay a fine of up to $2,000 per occurrence, and the company would pay fines of up to $25,000 per occurrence. And again, this is all about just ensuring that we deter people from pursuing this type of sales activity and ensuring consumers are protected.
But it wouldn't be illegal for these salespeople to come to the door and pitch their product.
No, there isn't really a way of doing that by law. So the bill only deals with the contracting itself. Salespeople could still come to the door and market their product, but the contracting, if you will, the closing of the deal couldn't happen at the door at the person's home.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to people who argue that this is a little overbroad?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I tried to do was to find a balance, Libby, because what we wanted to do was to make sure that consumers were protected. There's an overwhelming amount of evidence that shows that thousands upon thousands of consumers are impacted by these unscrupulous activities every day across Ontario, mm-hmm. and certainly in my community of Etobicoke Center. And so the first thing we wanted to do was to protect consumers. But the other thing is that I wanted to find a balance so that we weren't just banning all door-to-door sales, that we were banning it in those product categories where we knew there were consistent problems, where we know there's a consistent unscrupulous activity, and we know that there are alternatives, that people can purchase these air conditioners, furnaces, et cetera, they can do it online if they have access online, they can do it in person if they go to there's a range of vendors who do that in person, and so there are options for consumers to pursue, but really this was the best way to ensure that people are not taken advantage of.
Okay, so does this proposed private members bill solve the problem? Does it go far enough? Does it go too far? First, let's take a call from Alma in Kitchener. Hi, Alma.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I have a story to say about this. A few months ago, a guy came at night.
At night, yeah.
At night, around about 8 o'clock, and he buzzed my door, and I didn't answer. He buzzed, and then he phoned me. So I pick up the phone and I say, hello. He said, I come to change your furnace. I say, which furnace? He said, your basement, in the basement. I say, who asked you to come? He said, well, I got from my office to go to Kitchener. He was coming from Mississauga.
And you didn't let him in, I hope.
No, I didn't let him in. Then I said, okay, can you leave your card? And then I'll see about that, and I'll give you a shout back. So he left me a card, and then I called him. And then I said, who authorized to come at night to change my furnace? My furnace is doing good. I have a technician who comes every year to fix my furnace, and I haven't called anybody. So why do you come?
That, you know what? Good for you. But a lot of people, have IDs that look very official. They make it sound like they're with the government or they're with the utility. I heard a story from MPP Baker about somebody seeing somebody come to the door in an orange jacket, and then she looked out and she saw that there were all kinds of people in orange jackets going to all of her neighbors. So we've really seen some unscrupulous tactics. So, Alma, I guess you think this is a good thing.
Yeah, this is very, very good, because special for the seniors who are not very aggressive like me, you know. But I have this guy, and then all of a sudden you come to somebody's house to change a furnace without any order or anything. I haven't signed any order.
Well, yeah, but you know, not everybody would have the presence of mind. I mean, I've got to say, personally, if I'm at home alone and some strange men ring my doorbell, I don't answer.
Yeah, no, I'm alone by myself, too.
Okay, Alma.
Thank you. Nice talking, Libby.
Nice talking to you.
Enjoy you back.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
And thank you for sharing your story. Again, if you have stories out there of unscrupulous, high-pressure salespeople coming to your door trying to sell you stuff, 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-744-740. And now on the line, we have former Toronto Police Constable Patricia Fleischman. She was the Vulnerable Persons Coordinator. And Patricia, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Libby. Nice to speak with you.
So this is exactly the kind of thing that you would have been dealing with, I gather.
Regrettably, I have to say yes. This is incredibly common. And without question, we know that older adults are very specifically, they are very deliberately targeted. They are seen as vulnerable, susceptible to being taken advantage of. And this is what the door-to-door salesperson is, in fact, counting on.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of this bill? Will this, how far would this go to solve the problem?
Well, I don't know too much about the bill, having just very quickly glanced at the information that I was able to find. It seems as though this is a really important first step. Obviously, I can appreciate that MPP Baker was really doing a great job at listening to his constituents. And I was really pleased to hear that he has a monthly meeting with older adults in his community. So he's hearing firsthand exactly what the issues are happening in the community, the challenges folks are facing. And taking a look at the Ministry of Government and Consumer Services website, he was able to focus in on those areas where there were the most complaints and the most problems. And I am impressed with the penalty from moving from an individual basis from $500 to $2,000, and then for the companies or organizations from $5,000 to $25,000. I think it's a good move. Again, it's a step in the right direction. It does offer the consumer some protection. But of course, when you get that knock in the door, when people are experiencing some health issues, some cognitive impairments, these issues are really amplified because people get confused. They don't know what's going on. They're forgetful. They don't understand. And yes, it's important that the contract, if should something in fact be signed, is void. But regrettably, I think there are going to be other problems faced by those individuals or perhaps their care providers or their family members to try and remedy the situation should something actually be signed at the door. That's my concern at this point.
So, like what? You mean getting satisfaction? They'd have to prove too many things? What do you foresee as a problem?
They have the ability to take legal action. That in itself is costly, and this is the problem that I have heard over the many years when I was involved in this particular position as vulnerable persons coordinator for Toronto Police. People don't have the money up front to be able to fight these things, and this is often what stops them. Now, I appreciate that if they were able to go to court, they'll get those costs reimbursed, plus the fine. So there are certainly avenues that they can explore, but my concern is that it may be a stumbling block initially should it come to that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there should be something that's a little short of a court action where, you know, some kind of mechanism for them to get their money back.
Well, I think that would be ideal if it's possible. I'm not sure that it is. But I just know that's something that I heard repeatedly. Upfront costs of seeking legal action, of seeing a lawyer.
Right. What about criticism from the other side that this is really too broad, and if the government can ban a contract from being signed at the doorstep for this, you know, what's to stop them down the road from, you know, banning Girl Guide cookie sales?
The slippery slope. It is very difficult because there may be things that people want and they didn't realize that this particular service or product was available unless someone comes knocking on their door. But I'm of the school where I don't sign anything at the door. I don't give money at the door. I will not engage in anything at the door.
And I will not open the door.
Well, yes, you have that option as well. But your previous caller talked about a knock on the door at night.
Yeah, that's scary.
Phone call. That's very scary. And it's, you know, putting on my former law enforcement hat, I used to think it was important not to answer the door if you did not want to do so. The downside to that is that you may leave that person at the door to believe there's no one at home. You know, and if someone is nefarious and has some sort of a criminal intent in mind, they may choose that opportunity to break into the house. But, I mean, that's another discussion for another day.
Oh, but yeah, I guess so.
Yes. So it's hard, you know, to keep those things apart.
Yeah. That's another thing to think about, I guess. But so you don't really buy the slippery slope? You don't think that it might be too broad?
Well, there's always that concern, of course, but these are very specific issues. The government has recognized that these are problems. You can get information from the Ministry of Government and Consumer Services. If the province is recognizing this as a problem, there's a good chance the city and is also recognizing those things. Now, again, when I was with the service, what we found is there were complaints to the city. There were complaints to the province, and regrettably, people were not bringing those reports through to police, and so we didn't hear about those things. But if we're finding that both at the municipal as well as provincial levels, these are big problems and concerns, and I have no reason to doubt that if you take a look at the government websites and it shows where the complaints are going, then I think it is a really good move initially. Hopefully, this is a bill that is not going to be further watered down, because obviously there's a long road ahead to try and get it introduced, go through the various readings and have legislation passed if it makes it that far.
Okay.
But this is a really good first step.
Okay. Patricia Fleischman, thanks so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
We have about a minute left, so I'm going to take a call from Dawn in Mitchell. Dawn, this has to be less than a minute, please.
Well, I was hoping to talk to the girl who just left here. My family is legitimately in the furnace, water heater, air conditioning business. Now, how does this bill affect? Oftentimes, we go right to the customer's home. They'll phone, and we go there, and they have a replacement that needs to be done. We sign that, and it's all signed when there. But now what happens in a month or something, and they say, oh, we changed our mind. We didn't want to have that. How does the bill affect the legitimate business people?
Well, the bill basically says that as long as the contract is not signed in this kind of cold calling at the door. So I guess you'll have to sign the business elsewhere. Would that affect your business?
Well, yeah, you get people are at home, you're looking at their products and discussing them. I mean, I'm not going to be the only one in the problem. I'm sure that other legitimate businesses, not all furnace businesses are going door to door and shanghaiing people into buying water heaters they don't need.
Absolutely not. But I think you raise a very interesting point that while this might be helpful for unscrupulous business people, it's going to hurt legitimate business people. So I certainly hope that you will have an opportunity to make your voice heard as this goes through the process.
Well, we'll think about that and see how it works.
Okay.
Thank you
Bye. Very much for your call.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.